Feel the Pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio
Pulpit. And yes, in the studio, it is near Leon. I'm so delighted to have Riatlegile Tlenda Modise in the studio with me. Hi, how are you?
I am good, thanks, and yourself?
I am blessed of the Lord. Welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I call Riatlegile family, and then she's like, Mom, were you driving? Were you in the car at the time?
Yeah, I think we're in the car.
Mom, what's my Radio Pulpit have called? So are we going, Mom? And Mom's like, yeah, we're going. You're like, oh, yeah, we're going. And so here she is with us. She's the top five of Miss Galaxy South Africa. She's a child of God. She's saved. She loves the Lord. She ministers to young people. But now, the same Riatlegile, Mom, are we going? Mom, they've called. She's like, Mom, you can't stay in the studio. So, ukuvile mama in the studio.
I had to.
Why?
Because she's gonna, like, I feel like I'm gonna get pressurized. Oh. I have to make her proud. I should not disturb her. So that'll make me nervous. So if I have, like, a close friend, I could be myself and not just mind about all the other things that come with the pressure of being in this interview as well as being Miss Galaxy, in the top five of Miss Galaxy South Africa, sorry.
Do you know how proud your mom is?
I mean, she has to be proud of me.
She's like, girl. You know, she's so proud of you that you're even here. You're talking to us.
Yes.
You are top five. You're doing amazing out there. You know,
thank
you're doing amazing
you.
Things out there. Tell us about who Riatlegile is and where she's from and your when you started having a relationship with Christ.
So Riatlegile is a 10-year-old beautiful smart girl who's studying BA law.
Go back. Say that again.
Riatlegile is a beautiful smart young lady, 20 years of age, who's doing BA law.
Mm-hmm.
Full-time, part-time, I have a business called
wow.
Divine by RG
mm-hmm.
and Divine Hair, and then also have an academy mm-hmm. that builds young women as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's. So you're only 20 years
and
old.
And I'm only 20 years old.
And so you said you're studying?
BA law.
BA law.
Yes.
Why BA law?
I'm an advocate. I believe people have rights. I always want to fight for people's rights, especially females' rights. That's why I decided to do law. Because I feel like females' rights are violated. We don't have enough laws that protect females and children. As you can see, I could have like a protection order today. The very same person I got a protection order against will come back and kill me tomorrow, and then that's that.
Hmm.
We don't have enough laws.
The perpetrators are walking out free.
Walking freely.
Yeah.
And so I felt like, you know what, as a young person, I should advocate and I should actually become a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I believe mostly in human rights, and not only like women rights, human rights at all. Because in South Africa, you know the situation, how the situation is. Cops are violating civilians' rights. It's just a mess in South Africa. So I just put myself in the spotlight that, you know what, I want to be the change that I want to see in the world. So it needs to start with me. So I was like, you know what, law it is.
Mm.
And I like challenging people's brains.
And in which year? Which year are you in?
I'm in my second year. Next year's my last year, then I'll be graduating.
Oh, you can see her. She's like, I'm getting this. This is mine. This is my last year.
Yes.
Now, Riatlegile, you also have a business. You're doing hair. Is it hair?
I am selling hairs. Divine Hair and
yeah.
Divine by RG. Basically, it's cosmetics. From your makeup to your clothing, jewelry, hair. Everything.
How does a lawyer get into that space?
It's not about being a lawyer getting into a space. It's
but
about
it is.
Multiple streams
is.
Of income. It's about multiple streams of income.
That's
I am
awesome.
Big on independence.
Yeah.
I don't want to stress my mom about other things. I just want to be independent. I want to be able to have that financial freedom to buy myself things. And I don't want to put pressure on my mom, because I also have little siblings
mm-hmm.
and they also have to grow. My mom has to spend money on their education instead of me always pestering her around, Mama, can I do my nails? Can I do this? Rather, let me work hard for my own money. And it's also training me to respond responsible.
Where did all of that come from? From mom?
From mom. I am groomed by my mom.
So you are your mom's daughter?
I am my mom's daughter.
So when did this business start?
I first started it like in matric, towards the end of matric, and then I stopped it. I was like, you know what, okay, it's fine, let me concentrate to law. Okay. So once I got in the hang of law and seeing that I understand the modules, and it's a smooth sailor for me, I was like, you know what, I can actually do other things on the side. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, let me just start selling clothing. Plus, I'm a lover of fashion. I love fashion, as you can see.
Yeah, barely.
So I was like, you know what, since I'm in this field and I love it, it's going to be easy for me. Let me just start selling clothes. I spoke to my mom about it. My mom was like, wow, okay, you can do that. And she gave me the go-ahead. She first helped me with the startup capital. Mm-hmm, I was like, okay, I'm going to invest in you, my little daughter. Mm-hmm. And here I am. But I'm also into any skin. Mm-hmm. I was also into Herbalife. I was, I'm a busy girl. I don't like sitting
still.
Wow,
that's like awesome, because you're only 20 years old.
I'm only 20.
And so to start a business, it's not always easy.
It's not.
How was it for you when you started?
It was hard with the disappointment of family and friends. They are not going to obviously support you all the time.
But you want them to.
I want them to.
And you hope they would.
I hope they would. But it's that thing, you know, if they don't support you, it's fine. God will help me through. I mean, I'm here because of the Lord.
Yeah.
So he'll always help me, even through my business. So I prayed. I was like, Lord, Father, this is difficult for me. Please give me the strength. And he indeed gave me the strength. And look, now my business is flourishing.
What about the persistence? You know, young people like yourself right now, our young people's concentration span has gone to 2 minutes. As in, like, literally, because you got TikTok, you got Instagram, you got Twitter, you got all of these. And if you put something which is more than 2 minutes, it's too much. It's 2 minutes too much, you know. And so most of the times we find that our young people struggle with patience. They struggle with perseverance. They're like, oh, it's not working. Ma, can I change? I want to sell shoes. And mom has to go with you. Okay. And then mom will be like, now, you know. And so this is one of the struggles that I think our young people find themselves in. And I don't blame it on young people, because I think that's how the world has been designed now, where young people are concerned. So how did you find yourself persevering through all that and being patient with your business and growing with it? I mean, from matric, I'm sure matric dance, it was booming.
And we did not have a matric dance.
Oh, yeah,
matric later in 2020,
COVID.
It was hard, yes. It was very hard.
So, but how did you find the strength to persevere?
So, my mom is, she's difficult. Well, I cannot say she's difficult. She's very strict. So she's the one that actually groomed me that, Rhea, when you do something, stick to it.
Yeah.
You can't just
and
have...
And from an early age.
Yeah, stick to it. You can't have 5 things going on at the same time and you think you're going to manage. You're going to break down. And I also do something called personal development. That also helps me. I'm mainly on consistency. I've also seen that through my life during my matric. It was hard because we were studying at home. Yeah. And there was a lot of distractions from playing games. So I had to tell myself that, Rhea, you have to remain consistent with your studies in order to make your parents proud. And that's what helped me. And I passed with the bachelor and a distinction, and I made them proud. So every single thing that I do, I tell myself that I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to focus until the end. And then that's how I got here. It's really not easy, but also with the support of family and friends, especially your mom or your father, keeping you in the right way, that also helps. Because as a youth, we do get derailed a lot of times. I also wanted to stop and say, you know what, I don't want to sell clothes anymore.
I did.
I was like, you know what, I don't want to sell clothes anymore. Let me be more into, I should work in a spa and do people's nails.
Yeah.
My mom was like, you can't be now. You want to sell clothes and go do people's nails at the same time, come and do your schoolwork. Choose one.
Yeah.
And I had to stick with one, and actually helped me to focus. Now I can focus on my business. It's booming now because of the consistency and the persistency I have.
Wow. It's booming.
It's booming. People are buying. I'm getting money.
And now, when did you meet Christ?
When I was 16.
Yeah.
When I was 16, I took a decision that, you know what, it was during the time where there's this thing called I'm a piano that dropped, and, you know, all my friends want to go party. Yeah. And I told myself that, I can't, especially with my parents. My parents are strict, and I also grew within the church. So
you've been a foreign land.
I've been.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've always grew up in the church, so it was easy for me to to decide that, you know what, I want to get baptized and also accept the Lord in my life.
Yeah.
It was very easy because I'm not also much of that that wild teenager. My mom never had problems with me. She can attest to that.
Yeah.
I've always been peaceful. Realist, go to church. I'd go to church. I was in the church choir as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of activity that revolves my life into Christ's life and the church. So ever since I was 16, I took the decision I'm going to go get baptized. It was the best decision ever.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since, I stuck to that road.
So you are God's girl, yes, all the way.
Yes. Even though I'm not perfect, obviously I'm going to make mistakes.
But now when you got to tertiary institution, because now it's a different world altogether, or are you still at home going to school, or you are like,
it's distance
mom,
learning.
Bye-bye. Oh, it's distance learning.
Yes.
Does it work for you?
With distance.
Mm-hmm.
I chose that decision because I wanted to actually find my feet at home. That way it would be easier for me to go out in the world. I was not ready. After matric, and I had to now leave the house and go all the way to Krugersdorp and study law. I was like, no, I'm not ready.
Mm.
And I've also heard complaints that res life is difficult. You live on noodles. And I was like, no, I can't live, you know, the comfortability of my parents' house to go and suffer. So I was like, instead, let me stay home,
mm-hmm.
find my feet at home. So the day I decide to leave, I have a plan. I will not come back at home and say, Mama, I failed in life. No. I want to groom myself at home with my parents guiding me and helping me.
Mm.
So,
and I think with what you've gone through with COVID-19 also kind of prepared you for where you were at with distance learning, because you were doing that at matric.
And I passed well.
You know.
So I just love being home. And also being home saves you from a lot of trouble. Because you have your parents next to you, they can guide you. If I have a problem, I can tell Mama, I have a problem. Please guide me, and should guide me. But most of all, before she guides me, we obviously have to have prayer. The Lord can guide us, and then from there we see where we take it. Plus, I was afraid of being influenced on the outside because I've been home. I never had much friends. So I'm a mommy's girl and a daddy's girl. I never left and went to the mall with my friends or went to parties. I was always home.
Okay, parties.
I was always home.
I'm thinking about the mall. So you're always with mom and dad.
I'm always home. So
yeah.
I was afraid that I'm always home. I'm always in a protective space. And when I leave the house, I'm going to be easily influenced.
Sure.
And then I'm going to find myself drinking alcohol, doing all these nasty stuff. So I was like, you know what? Since I'm already safe at home and I'm comfortable. Because a lot of people judge you, especially when you're young and you start talking about God. They judge you. They say, no, you're too young. You are... live your life. And I don't want that. I'm at home with people who love me, and we both have we share the interest in loving God. So I was afraid that, you know what, going outside is going to cause problems for me. I'm going to become problematic for my parents. I'm going to lose my way. I might probably fail. So rather, let me just stay home, focus on my studies, focus on what I have going on. Then after, when I feel like, you know, I'm ready for the world, I can leave. Because I don't want to rush anything at all. I don't want to rush. So I'm fine.
You know yourself.
I know myself.
I mean, like, there are some, I wonder if they do know themselves, if they are aware that, you know, I'll be in danger. I'm going to put myself in danger of being influenced or whatever. But you knew before you even...
I knew. I was like, no, I'm going to get influenced. I'm staying home. I knew.
So you didn't even have to debate it with mom.
I'm staying home. Otherwise, when I come back here, I'm going to come with piercings, tattoo, and all these things. So let me just stay home.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be influenced by people outside. Because it's easy to get influenced as a youth. It's very easy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a friend could be like, you're not cool. You're not cool enough.
And
you
so that peer pressure.
Yeah, you want to fit in. So you're going to end up doing things later on you're going to regret. And I also have like a few friends. Okay. Previous friends and cousins who were influenced to do the wrong things, and they live in regret.
So you were like, I'm going to learn by just looking at them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to taste
I'm not Thomas. I can pick out one. I learned through you guys.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's not coming my way. So how's your relationship with the Lord?
It's beautiful. I feel like the youth also, we are afraid to go to church because we are told to wear a certain way in order to be accepted by God, to do things a certain way, to behave in a certain way, when you can just come as yourself and just have, treat him as your friend. Just treat him as a friend. Sometimes you don't even have to close your eyes and pray. You can actually just sit in silence and have a conversation with him. And ever since I decided to do that, treat him as my friend, it has been easier for me to have a relationship with him. Even when I have problems, it's easier for me to actually run to him and pray and say, the Lord, I come before you. Mm. Please do not forsake me. Be my savior. Mm. So with the youth, you are afraid that I'm going to be judged. Yesterday I had alcohol. Now I'm crying to the Lord. I'm only crying to him when I'm in need. It's because we don't treat him as our friend. Mm. If you treat him as your friend, it's going to be easier because you won't have expectations of being holier in front of him. Just come in.
Reminding yourself that he is your strength.
Exactly.
Without him, you don't have strength.
You are not.
I mean, in our age, as old as we are, Pelawena, you're very young. As old as we are, we also constantly have to remind ourselves that he's our strength. You're not self-sufficient. It's not you. And you can't be that strong. You know, he's the one who helps you.
True.
He's the one who guides your footsteps. Well, that's beautiful. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about your academy. You have an academy. We want to know more about that academy where you influence young women. Or do you also influence young men as well?
No, it's young women.
It's young women.
Yeah, basadi. Because I feel like as ladies, we relate more. With men, no.
You're not a man. So you don't.
Yeah, so I don't know how to influence them.
Can't
I don't
relate
know how to
with
empower them.
Yeah, you can't relate with them.
Feminine and masculinity is different
totally
things.
Totally two different things.
So I'll stick to what I'm good at.
But now, you don't seem like a person who is afraid to go and leave mom and dad at home. What changed?
I actually am afraid. Let's be honest. Ne? I'm afraid, especially girls, especially in South Africa. No, I'm actually, because in high school, I got robbed twice.
Oh my.
Also, that also made me fearful, because I was just coming back from school, walking home, listening to music, and then I got robbed the first time at knife point. The second time, a random guy.
Mm.
The second time, it was a guy with the help of a female.
Mm-mm.
I got dropped. So, ever since, I had trust issues with any human being.
Sure.
So, I can't just randomly decide that I want to leave and not tell my parents who I'm going with.
Where
are
you
going? Because there's a possibility that
anything
I can't just
can
leave,
happen.
I can leave and never come back. And I don't want my parents to go through that.
And it will never happen to you.
Never.
Let's take a break. Okay. We are coming back. And family, right. I'm talking to Ria Tlegile. She's on top 5 of Galaxy South Africa. She's on Miss Galaxy South Africa. And wow, what a dynamite in a small package. But yeah, you can talk to us in studio. You can encourage her first. In her journey with the Lord and in what she does. The numbers are 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp, a Telegram, 0826572729. I see you over with James Ferdinand Van Zyl and Pietra. And you can also talk to us on Facebook. We are streaming live on Facebook. I hope you'll enjoy this one.
Just join us. And I mean, we've spoken quite a bit about your privileges and how far you've come along your journey, but what I'd like us to really get into now is, what are some of the things that have burdened you?
My goals and ambitions, the things I've dreamt of achieving, people's expectations, hope are the weight of a vision. Resting on my shoulders gets heavy and burdens me up, and I feel like Quasimodo, a child who was born with a burden. And I struggle to remember that my back is a wound, and when it aches it could be labor pains of giving birth soon. Cause I've been hell bent on making my dreams come true, and my destiny's not a path that is inescapable. See, the pursuit of success has always been optional, and though I know it's a choice, at times I feel it's rhetorical, like, do you wish to succeed? I get tempted to say no, but the thought of who might be watching makes me get up and go. And though I know that Jesus always embraces a prodigal, the very fear of failure makes me too anxious to set a goal. So I rest, hoping my situation will change, and I forget that failure has lessons to teach to the sage. City like a Lord, brighten my way home, navigate me through this maze and help me carry the load, cause it's hard on my own and my shoulders ache to the bone. Morena waka, ule seri la belo laga, seri laga, seri like a Lord brighten my way home. Navigate me through this maze and help me carry the load. Cause it's hard on my own and my shoulders ache to the bone. Morena waka, olisiri la belaya. I've been buried in dirt, heaps of my insecurities, the feeling of incompetence and wrestling with anxieties. When looking at my neighbor, it's always comparatively better is the life of a man who so happens to not be me. But my vision has been obscured and I'm only able to see the part of a man's life that he chose to expose to me. But his deepest pain, he has hidden successfully. His failure as a father, addiction to pornography. He's climbed up the corporate ladder, yet his life remains empty. And his pursuit of the father has diminished rapidly. The lack of meaning in life is a burden he chose to carry. Every smile on his face is rooted in his vanity. But I'm reminded that every prodigal has a home. And when I feel defeated, I can rest assured I'm not alone. I am one with Jesus, connected from spirit to bone. When I feel the load, I can cast it all to the throne. City like a Lord, brighten my way home. Navigate me through this maze and help me carry the load. Cause it's hard on my own and my shoulders ache to the bone. Morena waka, ule seri la belaya. City like a Lord, brighten my way home. Navigate me through this maze and help me carry the load. Cause it's hard on my own and my shoulders ache to the bone. Morena waka, ule seri la belaya.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Awesome sounds, beautiful sounds coming there from our very own given illustrative Masilela. I haven't seen him in the building today, but I think maybe he's somewhere in the foyer or somewhere in his office. And those are awesome sounds. I was like, I said to Lekhile, I hope you'll enjoy these ones, these sounds. And she's like, like she's listening to the song word for word.
And I was.
And then I'm like, young people.
You know, if they could play more of these songs at church, I'm telling you, the youth would be filled. The youth would be filled in church.
Yeah.
Yes.
So these are the type of songs that
I'd love to listen to you. Because
church.
They have the modern hip-hop things we listen to as a youth.
Yeah.
So if you could play this at church, I'm telling you, we're going to be there every Sunday.
Really? Hey, yeah, the world is changing, hey?
It
times
is.
I evolve.
You can't have the same cap and tap. You
know?
No, not that we can't have it. Now we still want to be able to listen to proper music.
You want to be covered.
Yeah, we don't want to lose concentration. We want to hear the song within the beat. Because you know the youth how it is now. We listen to like song that has dinali feeling music. So like with this man.
Yeah.
I could listen to it all day and every day and not even get bored. I was even singing along. Morena waka, you said. You were really
easy.
It was quick for me to even understand the lyrics because it was fun to listen to.
Family, you can talk to us. I am with Riatlegile Dlenda Modise, and she is on the top five of Miss Galaxy South Africa. And she's only 20 years old. But yeah, she's doing great things and it's amazing. It's amazing. So you can talk to us. The lines are open on 012-334-1322. Hey, Iretla Hilokaru, she wants us to be extinct as elderlies in the church. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us in studio. We'd like to hear from you. You can also send us or drop us a WhatsApp, a Telegram on 0826572729. It's 0826572729. You can also drop us an SMS on 37871. With James Ferdinand Fanzel saying, Dumelang, my sisters and family. Nyakutanda Ndlovukazi. We love you too. Wood, thank you. Bye, thank you. On this biolifery. And Pietro says, remember the days where we need to be quiet, wearing, behave, that we can praise God anywhere, everywhere. Hallelujah. Meaning that, okay, but I think I love the way you are dressed right now. And okay, except for that part. but otherwise, you look perfect to go to church for me, as for a young person, you know. And yeah, you know, We have to also present ourselves looking good. I mean, I can go to church looking like this.
Obviously.
Yeah. Please, you know, please let us, you know, also be, yeah. And I love what Pietra said. Pindile, this is Pindile. I saw your other message, and then I'll play it later. And she says, wow, Sibongile, what a young, intelligent business queen.
Thank you.
We are listening and inspired. And in the coming years, we'll be seeing her on TV, and they'll be like the advocate Riatlegile, you know, was representing.
I'm gonna have my own firm, or the prosecutor. Yeah, and I'm gonna have many lawyers under me. I'm gonna have a law firm.
Oh, we pray that that comes to pass. Okay. Now, tell us about the academy.
The academy, the Divine Queen.
I see. Look at that smile on your face. How was it born?
I was just sitting at home. Usually, a lot of girls on Facebook, Instagram would come to me and ask me, Ria, you are inspiring us. How did you start with your modeling career? How are you persistent with everything you do? You don't look like you have problems. Like, how do you stay being this vibrant person? You are never negative. You don't post about negative stuff. Like, how do you remain the way you are? And I sat down to myself that, you know what? Instead of gatekeeping this information, I could just start an academy where I could teach these young women how to become models, not just models, like in the entertainment industry, because it's hard. The people up there are gatekeeping information from the young ones. So I decided to myself that, you know what, instead of gatekeeping information, I could just have an academy that could come in and I could teach them. And it's not only about modeling, acting, anything. We also hold business seminars where we actually help ladies start their own businesses.
So which age groups are you?
From 18 and above. Yes, that way it's easier, because from 18 you can have your own business registered, you can have your own text number, you are basically an adult. We can help you in different ways. So when you are actually, it's not 18 above, I'm sorry, it's 16 and above. Yes, it's 16. I'm sorry for that mistake. It's 16 above. So with that, we groom you from a young age on how to spend your money on expenses, how to save, how to start your own businesses. Okay.
We're coming back right there. Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you?
Hi, Babu Nkosi. We are blessed to have you.
Yes. Ndodakazi kunjani?
Ngiyaphila njani, Babu?
UJesu inkosi uyabusa.
Amen.
Amen. Lokho ngizwa bathi amaloya anamanga.
Yeah. Let's wait for Baba to finish first, and then we come to you, Ritlachile. Yes, Baba. So right.
Yeah. No. I see a bong. Amanga lo kuthi amaloya namanga. Yeah. Amaloya. Funeka singene yonke le ndawo. Uphathe thina lokuthi kube namanga kungobe kungena abantu abangana Kristu.
Yeah.
Sivumela abantu abangana Kristu baphathe yonke lento.
Mm.
Then bese sesiyikhomba ngemino sithi na abantu abalapha banje, abantu abalapha kube kungene thina ngabe ku right. Manje thina simele kude.
Mm.
Sithi hayi lento lezo sizone zethu amaKristu. UNkulunkulu uthe konke kwethu. All things are yours. Ya, manje kufanele kungene thina kuze yonke le ndawo kube right.
Yeah.
Manje kuze okwenza ukuthi yonke indawo kube corrupt kungobe kungena abantu abarong.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much, Babu Nkosi. Babu Nkosi says, you know, we as Christians, most of the times we say certain places are for certain people. Like, it's known. This is what people would say. Lawyers are liars. I think it's my DO says, loyalas, you know? Liar. Like, she takes lawyer and lying together. Yeah, and Babu Nkosi says, we need to occupy these spaces, the Lord says. And this is what we've been sharing about even from yesterday, to say the Lord Jesus Christ says, occupy till I come, and these spaces need to be filled by us who are in Christ, so that we would have good coming out from these. And so your one who will bring about
yes change.
A change,
yes, give me a few years. Let me get my master's and watch how I'm going to give these crap people headaches.
Let's take another.
Doing the Lord's work.
Let's take another. Okay, I was about to take your call. You can call Ada, talk to us at studio. Be it you'd like to encourage Riatlechile or ask a question. We are here. Hi, family. How are you?
Hello, hello, my queen. Sister Sbongile.
Babu Vilagazi, how are you?
Go out there and make us proud.
I will most definitely do that.
There's a saying, Eti, some go there to make the finals. But to me, you sound like the type who goes out to win goals.
Wow.
Because of your faith, trusting in our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, has a verse here, Acts 13, verse 47 says,
mm-hmm.
So the Lord has commanded you to set the light to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there to the end of the earth, present Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Ngiyabonga sister, sibongile, to God be the glory.
May God bless you, Babu Vilagazi. You heard. Babunkosi and Babu Vilagazi are actually telling you to occupy till Jesus comes. Go out there and represent. Be a good ambassador.
I will.
Mm. Pastor Jones Malika, hello Muruti, hello, hello. And he says, I heard someone mentioning 10 years old. No. Riatlechile is 20. Is it practical? Lawyers are needed in the kingdom. Yes, lawyers are needed in the kingdom. We need those lawyers that are Christ-filled, you know, that will bring about, we say, what do we say when we pray? Let your kingdom come.
Let your kingdom come.
Yeah. And so, and may your will be done on earth. Yes. And
as
so,
we
need you guys to help us to make sure that his kingdom comes, even in that space.
And it will. Yeah.
And so, the Girls Academy.
The Divine Queen.
Yes. I have to remember it's the Divine
Queens.
Divine. They are not girls, but they are Divine Queens. So how long has it been running?
It hasn't been running for long because I always had it in my mind, but it was also difficult for me to start it because I didn't have, during the time when I was thinking about it, I was writing my exams.
Mm.
So I think I started it last month,
mm-hmm.
Yes, where I have like 7-8 girls under me. We're going to have a shoot this next month. We're going to have a shoot for them. We're going to have a portfolio, and we're also going to have a business seminar. We have a business mogul. She's new. She has her own boutique. She has her own hair and skin line. She's also going to be there to help inspire the ladies on how to start their business and how hard it is. And basically, we just empower
girls.
How
easy? Why is it always hard? How easy it can be. Yes.
Yeah, you need
it's challenging.
The thing is, it's hard
you need
because
a thick
we don't
skin.
Have consistency.
You need a thick skin.
You really need to be like thick skinned, tedious. Customers, deal with everything. You also have to do proper research information. So we are just empowering girls that, you know what, your age doesn't limit you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is out of your reach.
Yeah.
No matter how your skin color, how old you are, whether you feel like you're not good enough or not, nothing limits you.
Yeah.
So from wherever you are, when you start like starting a business, don't think, I don't have certificates, I don't have a degree, I don't start a business. Just pray and tell the Lord that, Father, this is the journey I want to take. May your will be done. That's done.
Yeah.
And you start.
And just follow us according to what he leads.
And also
you.
Be realistic with your goals as well.
Yeah.
Because you can't just say, I want to start a shop or I want to start my own clothing line and you're just going to sit and don't do anything. As the Bible says, the Lord helps those who help themselves as well. So you also have to be realistic with your goals as well.
Now, Riatlechile, why would a Christian young girl enter into something like a pageant? You are on top 5 of Miss Galaxy South Africa.
I mean, why not? Mm-hmm. You know, I actually wanted to, I'm into pageantry. I wanted to enter Miss South Africa. and then there's something.
You still have time.
I still have time.
Until you're 26, right?
You know, I still have time, yes. And I'm not married. I don't have a kid. So I still have time. So it's not about me being a girl in church entering pageants. It's not about that. I've always, in primary, I was bullied by, I used to be very thin. I used to be very thin. And in primary, I was bullied saying that I was very thin. I was very tiny. I was very dark skinned. Comparing me to, I had a cousin, a very close cousin. They were comparing me to my cousin. And ever since in high school, I started falling in love with myself, the way I am, my body, my color. And I just decided that, you know what?
I'm perfect.
I'm good enough.
I'm perfect.
Who are you to tell me I'm too skinny? Who are you to tell me I'm too dark to do anything? Who are you to tell me that I'm just a basic, I have only minimum standards of beauty? Who are you to tell me that? I'm a blueprint. I'm an African woman. I'm beautiful and I will join pageant regardless of me being a girl, a young girl who's in the church. That doesn't stop me. That actually gives me more ammunition to show you that, you know what? This is me. And the Lord will make me win this competition. And I will show you that God is greater than everything else.
And you'll be able to reach much more.
And I did. And people are so shocked that it was the Ria that we were making fun of. And I'm like, yes. The Lord doesn't wear flip-flops, so he'll not flop.
Oh, my. Young people. I hope people you're encouraged. Flop. Here's a message for you.
Hi, sis. Glenda, the mama sponge le mo.
Hi ma.
Sa le bo khangwanyana ka mnere ko mogolo wa oetsang. O ba le Proverbs 6 verse 6.
Okay.
We thuta o tshwana le ditshotshwane. O save mo businessing ya hao.
Mhm.
E gole. O dilo tshepile modimo ka metla.
Mhm.
Ka lebala before you leave.
I hear mom calling you to say, come talk to our girls. I hear it coming right there. Proverbs 6 verses 6 is that one where the Lord says, go to the end, you sluggard. You know, and mom says, go, you know, learn this and be like an ant. Save, you know. Don't just chow. But hearing where you are and what you do, I believe that's where you're at, and may the Lord help you grow in that space. Wow, what a beautiful message they're coming from mama. What holds you, what keeps you grounded, you know, when people are making it? Mama is talking about money here. Save, learn from the ends. Take care of what God has given you, be a good steward. But now you find that when we get the fame, when we get it all, we kind of even forget God. We kind of even spend. You know, I watched I think it was a soapy, and they were going through a certain period of one person who got money, and I think she got just $1 million. And bona, no, that is on me. They asked, no, that is on me. No, don't worry about that. I'll buy that for you. What do you want to do? And so people would do that. But what holds you, what keeps you grounded, that already by now you should be doing that with the business that you have, and you say it's booming.
So it's life lessons. I learned from my parents as well. There was a time where my dad lost his job and my mom was the only provider. Seeing how she was able to handle everything alone, we could have lost the house, we could have lost the car, we could have lost everything. But seeing how she handled everything also was an eye-opener for me.
Mm.
Even when she got a promotion, even when my dad got his job back, she still kept it the same. She did not now decide to spend more because now things are fine. She did not decide. She just kept it constant and also prayer. And you're like, yo. You know, if I could get those shoes for 700, you know, I would look bang at the mall.
Yeah.
No, I just tell myself that, you know what, Lord, I'm getting tempted. Can I please save my money and use it usefully? Mm-hmm. And I'm also not a materialistic type of person. My mom knows I actually save most in the house. Should something happen, there's an emergency. Like nowadays, petrol is high.
Ria.
Sometimes my dad would be like
Ria.
You know, copa, 130. I usually help my dad out.
Wow.
So I'm the one that's responsible. I save a lot.
Wow, keep it up.
I don't know. I'm a different breed. I'm not like the you.
I love the breed you are. No, you are. And I believe God has placed you where you are so that you can bring the influence that you are in their lives. You know, the academy, the business, the school. And you're able to even balance that. And yeah, your face doesn't look like one who's, business. Oh, you know, you are.
I'm always just free. I don't know how, but I always have everything under control. Plus, also, I want to start an MPO.
Yeah.
Lerato La Rona Foundation, because I can't always be focused on ladies.
Yeah.
As much as we want to see the change, we can't always concentrate on females. We also have young boys to groom and tell them, you know, you cannot hit a woman,
mm-hmm.
you cannot abuse a woman, do mm-hmm. not, crime does not pay.
Mm-hmm.
If you want certain men in the society, you need to start by grooming the young ones. So I want to.
So you can't leave them behind.
We can't leave them behind and only focus on female. That's also unfair. Because I also feel like some men, they grew up in a background where it's abusive and all they know is to be abusive. And we always put the blame on them, not checking their background.
Mm.
We always put our focus on females,
mm.
not knowing that somewhere, somehow, men are also hurt. We also have a high rate of men who commit suicide.
Mm.
So I don't only want to focus on females, I also want to focus on both the male and female. So I want to start an MPO called Lerato La Rona Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for that. I'm gonna, you know, update you on that one as well.
We will. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a people's person. I love helping people.
Wow.
You know, I really love helping people. I get fulfilled when I help somebody.
Wow. Riatlegile, our time is up. I wish we had more time, but I enjoyed your company. And this is a message from Obu James Ferdinand Van Zyl to you, and he says, "My sister Lalela, bona, become a prosecutor, ne, and a judge. If you're an advocate for defense in crime cases, you must learn to lie." So
it's not called lying, it's called manipulating the truth. We are manipulating the truth. We don't lie.
A lie is a lie is a lie. A lie is a lie is a lie. Thank you so much for coming through. We wish you all the best on your journey.
Thank you.
Miss Galaxy South Africa. You have already won. You have already won. We wish you all the best. Come back and impact more of our girls, more of our young men, and may the Lord keep you, bless you. May he make his face shine upon you always, may be gracious to you, continue giving his peace unto you, and also giving you good success in all that you put your hand to do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'm so grateful that Mom Toby Leg was here with you, but she doesn't want to be in the camera or,
She's very shy.
But yeah, thank you, Mom Toby Leg. And thanks to Mama for bringing you. I hope she's listening. I wonder if she's at reception or, but yeah, thank you so much. All of the best.
Thank you.
We are rooting for you.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.